Chapter 9, Antarctica. Comprehension. Read this report. Antarctica is one of the last real wildernesses left on Earth. Since it was first explored in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, various countries have tried to use it for military purposes. However, in 1961, 12 countries agreed to sign the Antarctic Treaty. This meant that the entire area was a nuclear-free zone and could only be used for peaceful purposes. Antarctica became the biggest laboratory in the world, with many scientists conducting research there. Today, 42 countries have signed the treaty and have sent scientists to study in the area. Every summer, 3,000 scientists arrive to carry out a variety of research projects. Unlike the Arctic in the north, which is just made of ice, Antarctica is an actual landmass. In fact, it makes up 1/10 of the land surface of the Earth. Over 140 million years ago, Antarctica was a green and living place. There were ferns and trees, small mammals and dinosaurs living there. However, the landmass gradually moved to the colder areas in the south, and now it is just as frozen and inhospitable as the Arctic. Over an area the size of the USA, Antarctica holds 90% of all the world's ice. In some places, this ice is 4.5 kilometers thick. If all the ice melted, the world's oceans would rise by 60 meters. Because of research being done in Antarctica, scientists discovered that the Earth is gradually getting warmer. This means that the ice is slowly melting. The map of Antarctica has changed shape over the last decades, as huge chunks of ice have broken off and floated away into the sea. Sometimes the scientists studying these changes get dangerously involved in their own research. In 1986, a huge slab of ice measuring 15,000 square kilometers broke away. Unfortunately, it carried with it a Russian research station which had been built on the ice. For several years, another kind of visitor has outnumbered the scientists on Antarctica. Tourism has finally reached the great frozen wilderness. People come to see the local bird life, to go mountaineering, or to visit the South Pole. This year, as many as 10,000 tourists will visit Antarctica. If we are not careful, it will not remain a wilderness for much longer.